There were seven sons unto them twins. There were seven sons in the arrow, and they all do fight for their own true love in the dewy, dewy dens of Yarrow. Oh, my dear, I've had a dream, a dream of grief and sorrow. I dreamed I'd gather pretty heather blooms in the dewy, dewy dens of Yarrow. Oh, dear, I read your dream, your dream of grief and sorrow. Your love to me is lying slain way down in the dens of Yarrow. She sought him up, she sought him down, she sought him all through Yarrow. And there she found him lying slain at the back of a bush in the Yarrow. She washed his face, she combed his hair, she combed it neat and narrow. And then she washed the bloody, bloody wound that he had caught in the Yarrow. Her heart was three quarter long, and the color of it was yellow. She wrapped it around his middle so small, and carried him home from Yarrow. Oh, mother dear, go make my bed, go make it neat and narrow, for my love died last night for me, I will die for him tomorrow. Oh, daughter dear, don't be so grieved, don't be so grieved with sorrow. I'll lead you to a better, better one than the one that you lost in the Yarrow. She dressed herself into clean white clothes and away to the waters of Yarrow. And there she laid her own self down and died on the banks of Yarrow. The Hills of Banshee, sung by George Edwards. On the bright summer's morning, when the day was dawning, bright PBA rose and shone o'er the lea. She were bleaching her clothes all down by the river. She were feeding her flock on the Hills of Banshee. I stood on the midst and said, I bonny lassie, you will but go to Jamestown with me. By carriage you'll have for to ride in your leisure. I'll make you my bride, oh, the lass of Glenshane. I don't care at all for your horses or carriages, nor don't care at all for your bolt of the team. I'd sooner be here in my own country, sir, a feeding my flock on the hills of Glenshane. Don't tease me no longer, nor call me to bonder, call the folks all for to laugh at me as they ride by me in their chariot of horses, to hang their heads low at the last of Glenshane. Took her by her lily white hand, and I gently embraced her. At length she consented to go along with me. There's no one but you to step into my castle. My heart soon belonged to the lass of Glenshane. Long years have passed since we were united. Such changes was brought, but it brought no change in me. For my love was as pure as the rose in the summer, My heart is as white as the hills of Glenshame. The lark may forget to sing in the morning. Bright Phoebe may forget to shine o'er the lea. Never will I, long as I have my senses, forget to be kind to the lass of Glenshame. Why she'll go, I will return. If I travel 10,000 miles, if I should go from you, my love, to Holland, France, and Spain, if I should travel 10,000 miles, I wouldn't return again. What if you should happen to die, my dear? Then from me you would be gone. Who would hear your heavenly cries? Or who would hear your mourns? My mourns, my dear, you would not hear. All our distance apart, I take a pen and write to you all the secrets of my heart. Yeah, the secrets of my heart, my dear. And the rest of my goodwill. All our bodies are distant apart, but my heart is with you still. I should go from you, my love. All the rocks, they'd melt with the sun, and the fish would live without water, and the seas would rage and burn. The seas would rage and burn, my love, and the days they would turn into night, and the darkest bird that ever flew would change his colors white. Now you see that laugh of clapping bird, it is by sound of yonder reel. I would give 10,000 worlds to feel as she does feel. Yes, you see that laugh of clapping bird, as she lights on the yonder vine, a morning for her own true love, and so do I for mine. I am a poor and foreign stranger, sung by George Eddy. I am a poor and a foreign stranger. I journey through the world of woe. There is no sickness or danger in that fair land from which I go. I'm going there to see my mother. I'm going there no more to roam, just a-going over Jordan. I'm just a-going over home. I know dark clouds will gather around me. I know my way is rough and steep. But be as few lies and before me in that fair land where rose in me. I'm going there to see my children gone before me one by one. I'm just a-going over Jordan. I'm just a-going over home. I'll soon be free from every trial. My body lies in the old churchyard. I'll drop the cross of self-denial and enter in the land of love. I'm going there to see my Savior. He said he'd meet me when I come, just a-going over Jordan. I'm just a-going over home.
got to think a little.
Shannon's wife, sung with Jordan's. Oh, Shanty Man lead the dreadful dreary life. There is some call it free from care. When he swings on his axe, morning and night, in the middle of the forest of air. Transported I am from my own native land, near the banks of the old Oliver, where the bulls on the owl, the terrifying bells, they disturb our nightly dreams. At 3 o'clock is our nighty-nighty cook, as he's shouting, "Bow boys day," and in broking, slumbering, a cold, frosty night, those cold winter nights away. Soon as the daylight starts to appear, to the wild woods, boys, we'll go, and swing our axe morning into night, call the part of the Sioux know. Springtime comes in, double hardship does begin. Our well-bounded rise for the steer, the rise I've run to us are only fun in the middle of the forest of year. Through the rocks breaking jams, giving plummets to all hands, when the water is piercing cold, our calling are all ringing wet, our hands scarce a pike bowl can hold. Had we gin, wine, or beer, our spirits poured a tear, while we're into the shanty lawn, had we glass vanish shone while lying here alone, we'd forget all the learned Zion. We'll enjoy one another's hearts, sin will death does us part. Let our riches be great or small, we'll enjoy one another's heart till death does us part. Let our riches be great or small. The bright sunny south, sung by George Eddard. Oh, the bright sunny south was in Paris and content, and the days of my boyhood was careless I spent, with a wide spreading wakes and a pure burning stream, ever fresh in my memory, pleasant in my dream. I've left the enjoyment's comforts of life, I have left her behind me who would have been wife. I have covered my losses, finding my way, shouldered my rifle, I buckled my sword. Oh, mother, dear mother, for me don't you weep, for it's on a lonesome mountain this night I'll have to sleep, with my knapsack for a pillow, a rifle in my hand. I'm going in the fence of my own native land. Oh, father, dear father, for me don't you weep, for your kind advices I shall forever keep. You have taught me to be brave, from the boy up to the man. I'm going in the fence of my own native land. Oh, sister, dear sister, cannot stand you alone. You're wowing and crying, but bother me some. Let go all my hand, here I can no longer stand. I'm going in the fence of my own native land. All friends and related, we all ended part. My sweetheart veneer is dearest to my heart. My dear loving sister looked pale in her woe. I gave her a kiss and I hastened to go. Time finds the hour, when will it be, that this north and this south will forever agree? War will be ended, fighting will be done, we'll haste on to our loved one now waiting at home. Oh, friends, if you will listen, I'll sing to a song all about the pine woods, how they get along. A jovial lot of fellows ever you will find spends their winter pleasantly just cutting down the pine. Sun lays around their homes, friends about the deer. To the lonesome pine woods, the boys will have to steer. Sawyers and the chopper, the quiet mechanic too. Learn all sorts of trades that follow along the crew. Sawyers and the choppers, they lay the timber low. Skidders and the swampers haul the to and fro. On comes the team deer before it's break of day. Load up the log teams that ever haste away. The noon time is coming, loud the farmer scream. Lay down your salt and axe to taste the pork and beans. Rising at the paddies where the fun begins. Bringing up the water pail, the rattling of the tin. Hurry up there, Tom, Dick, and Joe. Have to stake the water pail for the water go. Time for your dinner, you'll hear the foreman cry. You ought to see him bound around the hate to lose his pine. After dinner's over, tears among the crew. Blow up our pipes and we'll smoke a lot of blue. Time for the wood boys, hear the foreman say. Gather up our hats and catch wood, we haste away. Some merrily ring their axes until the sun goes down. Well, now my boys, so your day's work is done. Driving in the shanty with coal and wet feet. All hands pull off our hats and caps for supper we must eat. Our boots and our shoes are all thrown to the side. Our mittens and our socks, they're all hung up and dried. Time for your supper, we'll all get up and go. Tain't the style for one of the boys to miss us, as you know. 9 o'clock and there about into our bunks with mine. Dream away the deer yard, cutting down the pine. 4 o'clock and there about, you'll hear the farmer shout. Draw there, you team, serious time you was out. Teams as they'll get up, all in the frightened way. One cried a lost sock, smitten, gone astray. The other one said, I lost my cap, I don't know what to do. The other one cried, I lost my cap, and I am ruined too. Choppers, they'll get up, men they couldn't find. Lad told the teamsters, curse them all blind. Penny, you from this way, if you would happen there. Killed himself a laughing at the boys in despair. Springtime is coming, why merry be the day. Lay down your salt and axe, so you haste to clear the way. Falling ice now is gone, and risen is the ram. 300 able-bodied men is wanted on the jam. Any who disbelieve the song, think the line's untrue. Go on, bravey shanty, ask one of bravey crew. In Jack, bravey shanty, this song was sung with glee. This the end of Lumberwood, says out the key. Oh, it's off of Bonnie Blaine, and he married her in Maine. And he safely conducted her home. She was needing every part and pleading to his heart. But like and alas, she was dumb, dumb, dumb. But like and alas, she was dumb. She could knit, she could sew, keep the house clean. She could keep the house clean with a broom. Then the silly swain, nothing but complain. Call out his wife, she was dumb, dumb, dumb. Because out his wife, she was dumb. The doctor, he goes, this the end of foes. Can you make a lady speak? That is dumb, dumb, dumb. Can you make a woman talk? That is dumb. Doctor, he come, he cut the artery string. And the liver, he sought her tongue. When her tongue began to walk, she begun to talk, though she had never been dumb, 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 though she had never been dumb. Her faculty she tried, filled the house with noise, and rattled in his ears like a drum. She made him such a strife, make him weary of his life. He'd give anything at all if she was dumb, dumb, dumb. He'd give anything at all if she was dumb. The doctor, he goes, the sea interposed. The doctor, you've got me undone. My wife's turned to school and her tongue she'll never hold. I'd give $1,000, she was dumb, dumb, dumb. I'd give $1,000, she was dumb. So the doctor to his heart, this is her easy part, to make a lady speak out of dumb. But being the art of man, you must do the best you can to make a scolding woman hold her tongue, tongue, tongue. For to make a scolding woman hold her tongue. Just dreaming God did place a father like head and father of all human race. Nature cried against him, some fame sinners do. The statue of undertaken you therefore must go through. With rods of thorn that pierced him and then nailed him to the tree. All nature seemed to mart all the whole cruelty. They placed in an subservient being near at hand. The grave it could not hold him, nor dust a learning band. He burst a bar of thunder, he tore the kingdom down. He has overcame his enemies and wears his starry crown. At his resurrection to Mary he appeared. Go tell to my disciples what you've seen and heard. Go tell them I am risen and death can do no more. I'm going to my Father to live forevermore. He came on his disciples, he found them all alone. He gave them their commission to make his gospel known. Go preach it to all nations, baptize them in my name. Beginning in Jerusalem, was there a suffer shame. Go preach it to all nations, that all may hear and know. Go public, free salvation, men to heaven may go. In every sore temptation, your succor I will send. And lo, I will be with you until the world is end. Walking and talking and walking goes I. For to meet my dear Willie, I'll meet him by and by. For to meet him is a pleasure, but parting is a grief. A non-constant lover is worse than a thief. A thief, he'll only rob you and take all you have. A non-constant lover will bring you to your grave. And the graveyard will consume you and you'll molder to the dust. There's one man in 20 a young girl can trust. Now the cook, oh, she's a fine bird. She sings as she flies. He brings us glad tidings and tells us no lies. She will feed on small hollies for to keep her voice clear. And she never sings cuckoo till the summer draws near. And the dance of Ireland, come listen to my rhyme. It is all about a gentle and a gentleman's crime. One day while I was sporting, by chance that he killed a man. And to the second house was brought the trial in command. To the second house was brought of a trial that didn't come on. There he had to answer for what were past and gone. There is a store of gold here that is offered for his life. But nothing could pay the debt but his precious life. There was a wealthy trusty maid that lived in a town nearby. He says unto her, mistress, his sizes I will try. She says unto her, mistress, his sizes I will try. And when my skill and cunningness this day I'll let him free. Going to the second house, surprising to them all, modestly, courageously, down on her knee did fall. Lifting up her hand to God, and unto the judge did say, for God's sake, judge, have pity on the poor forlorn young maid. How can I have pity on a poor forlorn young maid? Your love has done such heinous crime that nothing on earth can him save. You've got to go home and mourn alone. He's ready for his grave. Oh, don't say that, for God's sake, judge. Don't say no such to me. You take my life for his life. Let my love go free. Take my life for his life, and you let my love go free. Or in a wolf or an almoner, I'll die as well as he. You keep God your remembrance, and the better you will be. Of all the crimes that ever he'd done, this day I'll let him free. Will you give me gold, she says, sir, will you give me pain? Or will you have my whole body, since the judge has set you free? I will have your whole body, and I shall forevermore. For of all the maids that ever I knew, is a girl that I adore. As I saw one morning, all in the bloom of spring, I overheard a couple talking of that morning. Think who was my father, he had me so denied. He would not let me marry a bonny lady boy. My father, he employed him all for his hired man. Too proud, too slow, too weak, too old to kill my father's plan. To be sure I fell and bowed him, my father's hired man. As him and me walked together down by a shady road, finding our way together in a constant flow of love, up stepped my cruel father, he took me by the hand. Said I'll vanish, Johnny, into a distant land. He locked me in my own bedroom, my cupboard to destroy. And he left me there to weep and mourn for the bonny living boy. My mother came next morning unto me to say, father is eternal to such a wedding day. Perhaps a man might fancy you is a good invention. So do not throw yourself away on the bonny living boy. Stop, oh, stop, dear mother, your talk is all in vain. I'd sooner wear the living boy over for to gain. I'd sooner wear the living boy in order just to enjoy. But in peace and constant prospect with the bonny living boy. 10,000 pounds she stole at night, besides they weighed her gold. Straightway into double on a couple took the flight. When they arrived at double on their passage she did pay. To live in peace and prospect, all in the merry day. Pair of glasses to the brim, let the toast go merry round. Drink a health to every living boy, fall and fall you down. When his day's work is ended, he will serve all come with joy. And how happy is the girl gets, the bonny living boy. Of all the farmer lived on a bank of sweet and green. He died and left his daughter 10,000 pounds of gold. He died and left his daughter 10,000 pounds of gold. Left to with her uncle, her uncle to control. Her uncle had a poor boy that Mary loved quite well. And into the garden all alone, all tales of love they tell. One morning very early, her uncle he arose. He tapped at her red window, arise, put on her clothes. Arise, my love, I marry lady you shall be. The squire waiting for you on the banks of sweet and green. I care not for your squire, your lord, or duke, the wife. William's eyes like diamonds shine, they sparkle through my eyes. Go away, unworthy female, happy you never shall be. I will press young William from the banks of sweet and green. The press gang it was sent for, poor Bill was all alone. He boldly fought for liberty, but there was sent to one. Kill me now, says William, kill me now, says he. Here I will die for Mary on the banks of sweet and green. Mary went a walking, lamenting for her love. She met there with a squire down in her uncle grove. He put his arms around her, he sought to set her down. Two pistols and the sword she set beneath his morning gown. Put her hand on one of them, she could use quite free. Took her she drew, and the squire slew on the banks of sweet and green. Her uncle hearing the report, down to the grove he ran. Saying, you have killed the squire, I'll give you a diddle I won. Stand off, cried Mary, God I never will be. The tucker she do, her uncle slew on the banks of sweet and green. A doctor he was sent for, a man of noble skill. Likewise a noble lawyer for to write down the will. They will all the gold to Mary, fought so valiantly. Will all the gold to Mary on the banks of sweet and green.